We'll open up to any questions that you may have. A question over here, and I'll repeat the question.
My name is Bill Shen. I'm an EAA member. I'm an ALPA member. I own a Cessna 210 that I use for business, and I fly on the airlines considerably. And I think the thing that has totally got me confused is several of you mentioned today cost shifting from the airlines to GA. Well, I was always of the understanding I put in the bill no matter what. If I'm buying a Delta ticket, I'm paying a ticket tax. If I'm flying my airplane, I'm paying a fuel tax. So bottom line, I pay it either way. So it's always been my understanding the airlines really paid nothing, or maybe it was minuscule, into the trust fund to start with. So where's this cost shifting coming?
Okay, the question related to the cost shifting, what the airlines were doing. I'm going to turn this over to Ed Bowen, if you could kind of repeat the question.
Well, I think the question that was raised is how can the airlines shift their tax burden since their tax burden is being borne by their passengers? It's a passenger ticket tax. Now, what the airlines say is they've got very sophisticated pricing models, and they will price their tickets to the maximum all-in cost a passenger will pay. So they may say that the most a person will pay to fly between two points is $200 all-in. Now, it doesn't matter if part of that is taxes or part of it's fees or part of it's whatever. They're only going to pay $200, and that's it. They stop flying. Now, the airlines say if we have to pay $25 or $50 in taxes, if we have to take that from our passengers, well, that's money that goes to the government. If it didn't have to go to the government, it would stay in our pocket. So what they're talking about is taking the same amount of money. No one should ever think that they're talking about passengers getting reduced fares or passengers having a less burden to fly between two points. They will charge the maximum a burden that they think that you will pay. The question is, how much of it do they get to keep in their pockets? And the reason you know that this is true is that we had the ticket tax expire in 1996. There was a five-month period when the taxes didn't exist. The airlines, not one of them, reduced their fares. They kept the money, and when the fares were reimposed, they didn't send it back to you. They put it in their pocket. This is about their profitability.
Thank you. This is a real threat. We have 110% of our support. We've got to solve this in the ground.
Next question. Could you go over here and ask?